This is Ozarks at Large. It is a Dickens-like time in the fight against COVID-19 in Arkansas right now. The best of news is the arrival of the first vaccines. The worst of news is the continuing rise in cases and in deaths throughout Arkansas as the spread remains, according to Dr. Jose Romero, Arkansas Secretary of Health, not under control. At his weekly press briefing yesterday, Governor Asa Hutchinson addressed both the hopeful and the dire. The governor says the first distribution of the Pfizer vaccine went well this week, but he says continued distribution efforts will require a lot of logistics, and he says the state is prepared.
On Friday, I expect to receive notice as to the next shipment on the Pfizer vaccine, and that should indicate how many doses and the timeline for receipt of that vaccine. And that should be a recurring process that every Friday we'll get notice as to what the shipment will be the next week.
Arkansas is administering the vaccines first to healthcare workers, emergency responders, and workers and residents at long-term healthcare facilities. Dr. Romero, who also works with the CDC on vaccine policy, says a second vaccine, this one from Moderna, will likely be in the state very soon. That option is for people 18 and older, and like the Pfizer vaccine, can cause some swelling, soreness, and fever. The vaccine progress is good news, he says, but he also warns that for the present, the virus remains a very real threat.
This pandemic is not under control. You should reassess your holiday plans this year. The CDC has recommended no non-essential travel, even within the state. Limit the individuals that you congregate with. That includes family members. All indoor activities should have a mask in place, even if you know the individual whose home you're going to, and really reassess your holiday plans. We have many holidays in front of us. We need to keep our elderly, our frail, and our fragile safe, and we want to bring this under control.
There are numbers to back up Dr. Romero's concerns. The governor says the number of average daily deaths from coronavirus in the state continues to tick up each month since the summer.
July, it was 10.4 average increase in deaths. And then in September, it goes up. In October, it goes up to 18. And then in November, it's been 22.1. It's just a somber reminder as to the viciousness of the coronavirus and how we need to take precautions.
Statistics also indicate the youngest and oldest Arkansans are experiencing the highest growth rate in infection during December. Though the virus is well spread throughout the ages of Arkansans, those 17 and younger showed a more than 9% growth rate of cases between December 6th and 12th, and those 65 and over showed an 8.4% rise.
0 to 17, very healthy, many times asymptomatic, but first of all, they're getting tests, which is a good thing. And then secondly, they're testing positive and having a growth rate in the number of cases. And so we're identifying those cases, but it's just a reminder that every age group can carry the virus.
Arkansas's coordinated system for sharing resources for COVID-19 patients is ready. COVIDCOM is modeled after the state system to direct trauma patients to the best hospitals suited for a traumatic medical emergency. Dr. Geralyn Jones, an emergency physician with the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, says the new system for allocating COVID resources will work in a familiar fashion for Arkansas hospitals.
This process is not one that is unfamiliar to Arkansans and Arkansas hospitals. The TraumaCom system has been in place for over a decade. And so utilizing this system to move COVID patients, the thought behind that was that the activation energy or the level of change and adjustment that would have to be made would be rather small because this is a process we already know how to do. So in addition to the normal operators at TraumaCom who will be answering the phones, we have a set of clinicians behind them to back them and help assist in terms of determining where patients will go and be transferred to. And so it's a robust team of individuals that will be working to make sure COVID positive patients that cannot stay at the facility where they present, and I think that's an important point.
And Arkansas's Secretary of Education, Johnny Key, says so far this week, 30 schools have switched to some form of virtual classroom situation. But he says 25 of those 30 switches were related to the snowfall in Northwest Arkansas and not the virus. Still, he says the pandemic continues to be a challenge for teachers and students alike. He says the Fort Smith School District is taking a novel approach to making sure students' needs are attended to during this time.
One of the things we continue to hear about are concerns from parents and teachers and administrators about students falling behind. And the Fort Smith Public Schools have developed this on-track program for the students at Northside and Southside High Schools for any student that is failing in one or more of their courses, to be able to come in and prepare an academic improvement plan to make sure they are able to advance either through graduation or advance to the next grade level.
The entire briefing can be viewed at the governor's YouTube channel.